When my brother and I bought our first property, a fourplex, also known as a four-unit or four-family house, we purchased it from an experienced landlord who had owned it for many years. We soon realized that each of the four units housed a different type of tenant, what I call the financial fourplex, the sucker, the buster, the hustler, and the baller. Let me explain. First, the sucker. This tenant was on Section 8, draining the financial system like a vampire. They live in fear of wealth, trapped in poverty with no path to economic mobility. Any attempt to rise out of their financial trap is met with the removal of their safety net, leaving them stuck. Second, the buster. A hardworking employee, the buster busts their ass from 9 to 5, living paycheck to paycheck. Trapped in a cycle of financial obligations, they see much of their earnings vanish through taxes and deductions they barely understand. Third, the hustler. The self-employed tenant running their own business, the hustler faces the constant challenges of financial instability. Despite their entrepreneurial spirit, they're frequently knocked off course by the ever-changing political, economic, and social environments. Fourth, the baller. The owner-occupied landlord, or baller, who controls the cash flow of the fourplex. They have mastered the perpetual wealth cycle, allowing them to live without ever having to work again. They leverage income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and control of their assets to build lasting wealth. Let's dive deeper into each type of tenant. The sucker. The sucker lives in fear of wealth, relying heavily on government assistance, and trapped in a system that discourages any attempt at financial growth. Whether it's a person stuck on Section 8 or someone avoiding a career because the real world seems too daunting, the sucker is imprisoned by the very safety net that's supposed to help. Once they try to escape, that support is yanked away, keeping them stuck in poverty. Society views them as helpless, but in reality, they are financial prisoners. The sucker may look like a taker, but the system is designed to keep them from realizing their full potential. Don't be a sucker. Statistics show that 19% of Americans live below the poverty line, relying heavily on government assistance programs and struggling to achieve financial independence. The buster. The buster works a typical 9-to-5 job, barely scraping by and living paycheck to paycheck. They are the backbone of American society, but find themselves losing 40% of their income to taxes and deductions. Despite their hard work, they remain stuck in a cycle of debt and financial uncertainty. Most busters have no idea where a significant portion of their income goes. For example, could you explain these deductions? Fed, FICA, SS SOCSEC, FIT, SIT, OASD. These abbreviations represent a portion of the buster's earnings funneled into government programs while they struggle to stay afloat. Meanwhile, the wealthy get tax breaks, and the very poor receive assistance, but the buster is left waiting for a possible tax refund to maybe fix their car or take a short vacation. Don't die a buster! Research reveals that 53% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, vulnerable to financial emergencies and struggling to cover basic expenses. The hustler. Society glamorizes the hustler, the go-getter with a string of business ventures, always chasing the next big opportunity. They've left behind the security of a steady paycheck to be their own boss, but they often find themselves bouncing from boom to bust. Hustlers face a constant roller coaster of political, economic, and social challenges that hinder long-term success. While the hustler has the qualities necessary for success, drive, passion, and courage, they are often trapped by market forces beyond their control. Whether it's investing in real estate just before a market crash or jumping into the latest business trend at the wrong time, hustlers can't seem to break free from the cycle of near misses and setbacks. Statistics show that around 50% of small businesses fail within 5 years, often due to cash flow issues, competition, and market volatility. Don't get stuck as a hustler.